So that what Susan just said kind of goes into the title of the show, Of a River or a Road. Those were kind of like the two of the main elements that I encountered in my experiences was roads and asphalt and water. And they kind of simultaneously, you know, melded together in a lot of these spaces where we have our urban life and then also the wild and the natural life. So I was interested in exploring these zones and finding small impressions, moments that spoke to me about this landscape and about this location. And I've interspersed the straight digital photographs with, these are digital prints, but they're reproductions of lumen prints. So I used my time here at the residency to kind of explore what can I do in the time that I'm here and in the resources that I have. So I was thinking about photography and process and kind of stumbled upon this cameraless process called lumen printing, which uses gelatin, silver paper, objects, light, and time. You don't need a darkroom for it. You don't necessarily need chemistry for it. And I went out into different zones and landscapes of Rock Creek, pointing to the places that some of the ecologists directed me towards that were under certain kinds of levels of threat or restoration environmentally, and used those as my starting place. And I kind of took my equipment out with me. I was just talking to Sean about this, about how every time I stopped to take a picture, I was just like swarmed with mosquitoes, really right in the height of summer. You know, we kind of have this different landscape outside for us right now. There's not so much green, not so much heat. So it was pretty visceral. And so I went out and made these lumen prints, brought black and white paper out, grabbed organic material, used the water, dirt, things that were around, and pressed them onto the paper. And then over a certain amount of time in the sunlight, they make an exposure. And then the imprint of where the object was is left. And if these aren't treated with chemistry, they eventually fade over time. So I recorded them by scanning them and then printed them digitally. So this is sort of like playing with that micro-macro scale of something small, making it large, as well as the solidification of something that's going to fade eventually. And then mixed them with these more straightforward digital photographs of the places that I was. And this is, you know, I had great help from Frank and Susan at my time here. At one point in my studio, it was covered in photographs. I was like, I've taken so many pictures, I don't know what's working, what's not working. And so I got a lot of help in editing and narrowing it down. And so kind of what I wanted to do is create a small environment that takes the landscape of Rock Creek and what's outdoors and what's quite close to us here at VisArts and bring it into the gallery space, and doing it with visual as well as sound. The audio recording is a mixture of some of the water as well as traffic. When I would go underneath bridges and overpasses, and there's a photograph right there, the sound of the cars going above me was a lot like waves or a lot like water. So I felt this connection between the two. And I also made video of some of these sites and have paired them together in a little bit of a collage sequence of moments of motion, of light, of water, these places that I had seen and experienced. So I'm very grateful for the time here. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Yep. Yes.
You have a very abstract eye. I wondered if you had ever done anything else besides photography.
Yeah, I'm primarily a photographer, but what was so exciting about this opportunity and kind of stumbling upon the lumen print process was that it introduced me to a way that where I use my hands more. And where I used water and dirt and organic material kind of like a drawing medium. So I don't consider myself a drawer in any way, but I got to kind of experiment with that. And yeah, that was a really, I feel like it kind of opened a door for me for a new way of exploring photography. Yeah.
So what were your discoveries from working here in this area versus other environments?
You mean like specifically the ecology of Rock Creek? Well, it's like Susan said, it's a complicated zone where we have, you know, so much urban development butted up against directly this kind of wild landscape. Rock Creek Park, which spans from Maryland to D.C., is actually the second national park ever in the country that was established as being a national park. You might not know it's a national park, but it is. And Rock Creek itself is 32 miles of a tributary that connects to the Potomac River. So I really dove deep into researching the landscape and the history of the park and its development, as well as some of the development around the area, and learned from some of the watershed specialists about our impact on this environment. And when you put homes and cars and roads so close to water, you get runoff and you get erosion and you get things that are detrimental and that really drastically change the ecology. So there's a zone of Rock Creek that the watershed folks here in Rockville call the Grand Canyon, because it has so much erosion, which is basically where the earth is kind of carved away. The water runoff from the road has stripped away the land, and that's something that they're struggling with and that they're working on trying to restore to reduce the amount of pollution that comes from the urban world into the natural world. But then there's also kind of like these beautiful moments that happen in those scenes of erosion. So I was playing with that contradiction of like, this is, you know, a sign of climate change. It's a sign of human encroachment upon nature. But then it's also kind of a, you know, an interesting, beautiful object in itself. So.
Why did you pick these subjects for the process that you did?
Lumen printing.
So what drew you to pick these particular objects?
Well, I started out actually researching invasive plants, and because that was another thing that I was learning about, were invasive plant species and how they've also kind of had this encroachment similar to human and urban encroachment. But then I also started learning about how invasive species aren't always that bad, that there's this line between when a plant that isn't native to this area does actually help with erosion. So I started out with just isolating, okay, this is Japanese silvergrass. This is an invasive species. I'm going to make a lumen print with this. But then I kind of learned about how it was filtering some pollution, and so I ended up kind of not being that specific about the things that I grabbed. And the lumen print process is very fast. You only have a little bit of time to arrange things on the paper.
How long are you talking?
Well, it starts exposing immediately after you take the paper out. And I was actually working with really old black and white paper that was donated to me. I think it's from the 90s, a big box of like Kodak. And the older the paper, the better the print, the more interesting colors that you get, which is interesting because of the way that it's just kind of, you know, sat over time, I guess. So it would depend. That's why some of the images are different colors, because they're different papers. And depending on the sunlight, some of these are in direct bright sunlight, the exposure would happen in 20 minutes. And then others that were cloudy, it would be more like an hour or more. Both. So I would kind of go out with like the darkroom on my back kind of thing with all the equipment and set up and have, you know, a lot of these didn't turn out. You know, the ones that worked are fewer than the amount that I made. So while things were processing is one of the times that I took to walk around and photograph as well. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much.
wanted to mention too that Liz is currently in a show with Shannon, her collaborator, which you should absolutely go and see at ICA. And that's on North Avenue, the Institute of Contemporary Art. And they have done a fabulous job, again, of this kind of mixture of, like, how to portray a place. And in this, in their world, they were after this kind of built object, a fountain, that a public fountain in Baltimore, brutalist architecture, and have done a fabulous job with projection and mapping and photographs. And it made me think, just hearing you talk, there are a lot of things that your work kind of rubs up against as traditions of being in the wilderness, of, you know, collecting specimens, mm-hmm. of documenting down to the smallest little roots, mm-hmm. and being a collector and sort of also an artist and a poet about the natural world. And I did see that, too, in that sort of collection of photographs that you made of the fountain, how they start to flow into another place, yeah, but yet feel very rooted in the sense of architecture and tradition. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks.